And we are here to declare this morning the good news. That's all I have this morning is good news. Praise God. Let us all say good news. Amen. It's hard today to find good news. Every time you look around, you hear bad news. You can't even, amen, turn the radio on, the TV, amen, any social media. All things you hear is bad news. Amen. I'm telling you, I want to hear some good news. Praise God. And that's what I have this morning to give you some good news. Praise God. To let you know how to maintain your walk with God. Amen. I want to say before we get into our word, we have a foe. Amen. A foe. And that foe is the devil. Amen. How many know he is a defeated foe? Praise God. I do believe people give him too much coverage. Praise God. Amen. Too much power. I feel like he could just do anything to you when you just sit there and just think you got to take it. Praise God. I want to preach this morning on how to deal with the devil. Amen. If you learn how to deal with him, you got the monopoly on how to live a productive life in God. Praise God. Amen. The devil, amen, he's always doing things that he shouldn't be doing. And if we have a preaching topic this morning, it will be keep the devil on the move. Amen. Can we all say that together? Keep the devil on the move. Amen. Don't let him just feel comfortable in your space. Come on, somebody. Don't let him feel comfortable in your home. Don't let him feel comfortable in amen, your life. Come on. He must go. Amen. And that's what we need to learn about the tactics of Satan. Praise God. Amen. Number one, don't listen to him. Huh? Don't entertain his thoughts. Praise God. That's where a lot of times people get in trouble. They start entertain the devil thoughts. The devil begin to talk to you and talk to you and tell you things. You could be sitting home trying to live with your wife and trying to get together and have some greatness with your wife. But the devil with his little cruel self, he'll start giving you, amen, entertain your mind with, amen, somebody else's wife. Come on, somebody. Amen. Praise God. And next thing you know, you done left the house. Amen. And went to somebody else's house. Come on, somebody. Amen. Let us all say reality. Praise God. This how this thing works. You start meditating and the devil say, you do this and you need to go over here. Man, we go over here and do this and hey, entertain this and don't listen to him. Hello. He's not honest. He's not fair. Amen. He's a deceiver. Amen. And you got to let him know he don't live in my house. Just long, a few weeks ago, I felt the really right here. I was behind the pulpit and I was getting ready to minister and I could just feel the presence of the devil. You just feel him. He just feel like he was just all in this place. So I asked my deacon Daniel, I said, Daniel, open that door there. Open that door. He got up and he opened the sanctuary door. And I said, now, do you open the entryway door? All right. Open all of them. Right. Come on, somebody. Get on out of here, devil. Get out. You don't belong here. You're not going to come in this place. Praise God. You know what? The power of God removing. I felt like the greatness just came over me. I felt that good freedom, man. Amen. That good spirit just flowing in my soul. Praise God. I want to tell you, amen. We got to learn to do the devil like that when he in our homes. Praise God, when he start entertaining us and telling us bad things to do. We got to just put our feet down and say, I ain't going to take it one more day. You're going to go out of here. You're going out of my life. You're going out of my home. You're going out of here. Praise God. Get mad with him. Praise ye the Lord. I give you the authority to put that fist upside his head. Ain't God good in here? Amen. Amen. Praise God. You got to get tired of the devil. That's why right in our White House and what, amen, right in our government, amen, we got to get tired of what we see. Praise God. When we see it ain't right, we can't just sit here and take it. We got to rebuke that devil. Praise God. Let him know to get out of the White House. Get out of my house. Get out of here. Go about your business. You're not welcome. Amen. 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 We as Christian folks, sometimes we just pull out our hand and just accept whatever he dumped on you. Okay. You know, this didn't happen to me. Now I got a problem over here. No, the devil, you better get somewhere and go about your business. In the name of Jesus. I said, in the name of Jesus. Do you see where we're going with this morning? Amen. Do you see where we're going with this morning? Praise God. Amen. Don't consider his ways and don't consider his ideals. Amen. His ideals is corrupt. Yeah, I said it's corrupt. Amen. And in his job, he wants to lead us into error. As long as he's involved, he's going to lead us into error. I'm going to give you Bible Today instruction. That's one thing you can know about Pastor Leonard. It ain't what I say, but it's what the word of the Lord says. And I want to give you what the word say and how to deal with this man. All right, let's turn to 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. Amen. Verse 8 through 8 through 11. Amen. All right. Now, in order to deal with the devil, the Bible said we must be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom we there steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brother that are in the world. But the God. Hello, somebody. I said, but the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, he will make you perfect. He will establish, he will strengthen and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Hello in this place. So we just want you all to realize we got to be sober. Have a sound mind. When you're dealing with the devil, you can't act like you're drunk and crazy. You got to stand and look at him to eyeball and eyeball. And tell him, move. Amen. I just said the title of the lesson is Keep the Devil on the Move. You got to move him. Amen. Let him know he don't live here. You got to go. So we must be sober and we must be vigilant. What is vigilant? Brave. How many know you can't run from the devil? Huh? You got to face him face to face.
Yes.
Let him know to get thee hence. I said move. Somebody said get thee behind me. Yes. I used to say that, but I don't say that anymore. Because I have problem with him behind me. I don't want him behind me. Because I got to keep looking back at him. Amen. And the Bible said when you put your hand on a plier and look it back, you ain't fit for the kingdom of God. So I'm not going to look back. But I'm going to tell them what Jesus told them in, amen, in while he was on the tempting the devil. Why, amen, why the devil was tempting Jesus. Jesus told him to get thee hence, Satan. Come on, somebody. Amen. We got to go on. We can't have him telling us and showing us, but we got to be vigilant and let him know, I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm not afraid of you. I'm not going to run from you. Let us dress up. I'm not talking about putting on that pretty suit. Amen. A beautiful dress. That's not the kind of dressing up I'm talking about. We got to dress up. What did Ephesians 6 says? Put on the whole arm of God. Huh? Somebody get me that right quickly. Praise God. Amen. Put on. Put on. I'm on the move now. Amen. Amen. Time to dress up in here. Put on the whole arm of God. Huh? Amen. Can't be part dress. You got to have the whole arm of on. Amen. But I want to tell you, somebody read me them armors quickly, please. What did it say?
Put on the whole armor of God.
Put on the whole armor of God.
That ye may be able to stand.
That ye may. Why do we need the armor on?
Brother preacher.
Hello. We got to have it. Amen. We ain't going to make it without that shield. And you pop that shield to Satan's head. Tell him, get out of here. It ain't nothing he can do when you put that shield on. The shield of faith.
That's right.
Huh? That's right. Come on, it works. Every time he appear on my scene. Every time he appear on my doorstep. Now come on, somebody, I put a shield on. Let him know he got to go. And not only the shield, but it's some more armors. What did it say, sister? Let me show you.
Stand against the wiles of the devil.
We need to be able to stand. The wiles mean the tricks of the devil. We can be able to stand against the tricks of the devil. Read.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
We not against flesh and blood.
But against principalities.
Against powers.
Against the ruler
of darkness.
Of this world.
Against spiritual wickedness
in high places.
Wherefore, come on, are you listening? Do you have your highlight pens working? Amen. Praise God. Amen. This is important. Highlight this in your Bible. Amen. We're going to dress up for the Lord. I know we dressed up this morning. Amen. To come to church. Praise God, you got beautiful outfits on. Amen. But I want to talk about some more kind of dress this morning. Amen. Spiritual dress. Come on, somebody. I'm getting ready to get dressed up. What did it say, sister?
Wherefore, take unto you.
Take unto you.
The whole armor of God.
The whole. I said the whole armor. A lot of time, that's why we can't make it sometimes. That's why church folks ain't going to make it. Because they put on a lot of time just a part of the armor. But you got to have the whole thing. Amen. If it's going to work, if you're going to be in heaven, if God will accept you, you got to put the whole armor of God on. Read.
That ye.
Why you need the armor, Brother Curtis? So we can stand
in the evil day.
In the evil day.
And having done all.
And having done all.
Stand.
To stand.
Stand therefore.
Now I want all of us.
Yes.
Let us all stand. I want y'all to look like soldiers. Amen. Stand with authority.
Yes.
Stand and know what God can do. Come on.
Yes.
Let the devil know you ain't no little pushover. Amen. You ain't no little shoe fly. Amen. You's a child of the King. You got power. Lift your head up and stick your chest out. Amen. I ain't afraid of you, Daddy. Daddy devil. My God is going to take care of me. Praise God. Thank you. You can see. Be seated.
Yes.
Back in the day, we learned a song in the music class. Okay. I'm trying to get my memory. And it said, and this is what we got to tell the devil. He ain't a fly, but he's the devil. But this song said, shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me, because I belong to somebody else. I feel like a morning star. I feel like a morning star. So, shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me, because I belong to somebody else. We can say that to devil. Shoo devil, don't you bother me. Shoo devil, don't you bother me. Because I belong to somebody else. I'm God's property. I'm dressed up in the greatness of the Lord. And ain't nothing. Wear your finger in his eye. In his face. And ain't nothing yet you can do about it. Hello. See, that is why the devil takes advantage of us. Because we're afraid of him. We just let him do anything. He tell you, hey, I want you to go down there to the drug house. Go on, get some crack. It's good. You can ask the Lord to forgive you. See, that's how he deceived you. Go on, your wife is out of town. Nobody know you. They don't see you, and you way up here in the mountains. You know how people want to go to the mountain by themselves. You better watch out. Hello, somebody. God up there in the mountain. He ain't like me with one eye blind and one eye good. He got two good eyes. And he see you on the mountaintop. And you ain't just praying up there. Come on, somebody. God see you. He knows you. And we might as well just float and do the right thing. And let the devil, the shoe fly. Shoe out of here, devil. Shoe out of my life. I'm on the Lord's side. Do we have any witness in here this morning? How many on the Lord's side in this house? Praise God. I'm on the Lord's side. Amen. I'm not down and out. I'm not defeated on what we see today. Amen. Because I'm on the Lord's side. Amen. That wind gonna blow away. That old north wind, south wind, all that stuff, Lord, gonna blow it out of here. I'm gonna stand on his promise and keep the whole arm of God on. Amen. Let's get dressed now. I'm getting cold. Sister Lamisha, let's get dressed. What did it say?
Stand therefore.
Having your loins girt about with truth.
And having on the breastplate of righteousness.
And your feet shod.
With the preparation of the gospel.
With the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Above all. Taking the shield of faith.
Amen. Thank you, Elder. Taking the shield of faith. Wherewith ye be able to quench some of the fiery darts. Hello, somebody. We got some listening ears in here. All the fiery darts
of the wicked.
And take the helmet of salvation.
And the sword of the Spirit.
Which is the word of God. Praying sometime,
always.
Praying always,
with all prayer and supplication,
in the Spirit,
and watching thereunto,
with all perseverance,
and supplication,
for all saints. Let us all say, we ready for battle. Amen. You just stood up.
Amen.
Now you dressed up. Now you're ready for battle. But I want to add one more armor. Will it be all right? Amen. Can I add one more armor to those armors you just read? You said the breastplate of righteousness. That's a very important armor. Amen. The breastplate, what that does? It protects the front part of you. It protected the breast. When those fiery darts of the devil that, amen, shoot at you. Amen. That breastplate will make them darts bounce away. Amen. You got the shield of faith. You catching some of them. But some of them go beyond the shield of faith and might hit you. But you got two protection. Amen. Where you can protect those fiery darts that's coming from the Satan. Man, I'm getting excited here now. I said I'm getting excited here now. Praise God. So why are we faulting? Why are we falling? Why are we faying for fear? All this armor that God has for us. We supposed to be able to push that devil out of here. Let him know I'm on God's side. The Lord got my back. You going out of here. You going out of my life. You going out of my church. You going out of my home. You going out of the school. You're going out of the White House. You're going out of the Black House. You're going out of here. You got to go. I ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. Amen. And that's why the Lord never gave us a back plate. Hello, somebody. He don't want you to turn your back to Satan. In order, when you turn your back to Satan, you're running from him. Amen. Your back is not protected. But your breastplate, your front is protected. So what did that tell you? You got to push. You got to go forward. Forward is the battle cry. Amen. Let's quit being a wimp for the devil. Let's quit being a scaredy cat for the devil. We got to move. Amen. We got to push. Praise God. Hello, somebody. So I'm here to tell you, that's how you handle this devil. Yes. Amen. It works all the time. I know the devil sometimes try to appear to you and act like you his friend. Amen. You remember how he did the Lord? Amen. When he tempted the Lord, he told the Lord, I give you the kingdoms of the world. And he don't own nothing. He was talking to the owner. And that was Jesus Christ. Jesus owned, he owned all the kingdom. He owned everything. Huh? Come on, somebody. And see how the devil lied to you? Don't own nothing. That's why a lot of time when you see people come around your house got something too cheap. Amen. And they say they own it. I sell it to you for $3 and the thing worth $400. You know this man, he don't own that. Amen. He don't own that. He stole that. And that's the same thing with the devil. He'll tell you he owns something and he owns nothing. And that's why the Lord did not play around with him. Amen. And we're going to read early what the Lord told him too. Amen. Amen. So I'm here to tell you, let's don't welcome him. Let's don't just pull up a chair and say, sit on down. Amen. You know the devil do that? He'll go right into your home and just, you go... offer him a chair, he'll sit back down, sucking on a ball of pop and some Dorito chips. Come on, he'll stay right there, eat and smack on them chips, won't go nowhere. But I want to tell you in the fear of the Lord, you come over there to 3203 NC Highway 55. Amen. See, will you, I grab our seat and say, come on in and sit on down. I'm going to tell you right there to the door, eyeball to eyeball. Teeth. Why are you here? Amen. This is God's property. I'm wrapped up and tied up and taken over to God. And you come to untangle me. You come to make some chaos. And I ain't going for it. Go out of here.
That's right.
Huh? Quit playing with the devil. That's all I'm trying to say here this morning. Through the word of God, quit playing with him. Amen. You give him an inch, you will take a mile. Amen. I don't care how many deals he give you. He's a deceiver. Amen. He come to steal, kill, and destroy. He's a destroyer. And I'm tired of him. I'm just sitting back, especially in these last days, just sitting back looking how the devil just destroying people's lives. I said, look at that. Now, why would he do that?
Sometimes I look around at these athletes, and right lately, a lot of them getting in trouble for doing dumb stuff. Just dumb stuff. Making millions, millions, and go do something. That's the devil. Go do this. Go here. Go do that. You tell the devil, get out of my face. I'm not going to listen to you. That's why we need to get acquainted with the Lord this morning. Amen. The devil is the opponent. He's our opponent. He's no good. Him and the Lord don't even get along. Now, if you can't get along with the Lord, then you know you're in bad shape. Amen. The Lord don't have no dealing with him. Only dealing he have with him, he'll kick him out. You got to go. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Is it all right? Amen. Praise God. He must go. Can we get another scripture just to enforce my thought here this morning? Someone get me James. I ain't going to go to it. Get it for me, please, quickly. James 4, the 4th chapter, verses 7 and 8, please. And then someone get me Matthew 10, the 4th chapter, 10 and 11 verses. Amen. That's James 4, verses 7 and 8. And Matthew, amen, the 4th chapter, verses 10 and 11. Okay, you got that one. All right, who got James 4, 7, and 8? Read. Say it again, sister.
Submit yourself, therefore, to God.
All right. Now, this is simple instruction. If you want to stay in the straight and narrow, if you want to follow God's procedure, if you want to, amen, follow his recipe, then your cake will come out correctly.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
I know we old time cooks, my mom used to be the same. You already got the recipe wrote down. Mm-hmm. But then you want to put your little 2 cent worth in there.
Right, right, right.
Because you said, this will taste a little better. It calls for 3 eggs, and you're going to put 6 eggs. It calls for margarine, but you want to put butter. Mm-hmm. You know, it calls for half a cup of flour, but you want to put a cup of flour, mm-hmm. and then you want to add this and that. So when it don't come out, you can't charge the person that, amen, that made the recipe.
Right, right.
You the one altered the recipe. But I'm here to tell you, when it comes down to God's recipe, you better put your sugar cup down.
All right.
Amen. Your flour, amen, cup down. Your teaspoon worth of flavoring, you go by the recipe. And now this is the recipe that Sister Fernitha go read this morning. And if you do this and follow these instructions, you will make it. Now, what did it say, sister?
Submit yourself, therefore, to God.
All right. First, you got to submit. Let us say submit.
Submit.
What does submit mean?
Yield.
That's it. Yield to God. Humble yourself and follow his procedure. Submit to him and say, not my way, Lord, but your way. All right, submit. What did it say, sister?
Submit yourselves, therefore, to God.
Submit yourselves, therefore, to God.
Resist the devil.
Uh-oh.
Flee from you.
Won't he do it? Did it tell you to hang out with the devil? And he going to be your friend?
No.
But it said, resist the devil.
And he will flee from you.
And he will flee from you.
Draw nigh to God.
And if you draw near to God,
he will draw nigh to you.
And he will draw near to you.
Yes. Cleanse your hands.
Now you got to cleanse yourself. Cleanse your hands, ye sinner.
And purify your heart.
And purify your heart. You double-minded.
And mourn and weep.
Amen.
Let
your laughter be turned to mourning.
Your joy to heaven.
Your joy to heaviness. That's what I happen. Ye double-minded. See, that's number one. That's a problem right there. The Bible said a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Amen. So you can't be stable. One day you up, most days you down. One day you go into church, and next day you somewhere else. Amen. Next day you on fire for God. You praying like a prayer warrior. Next day you don't even know how to pray. Come on, somebody. Double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen. Praise God. So that shows you that the Lord don't want you to get involved with the devil. We need to resist him. Let him know he got to go out of here. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The devil, you allow him in your relationship, husband and wife, he'll tear it all up. You once had love, and now you got 2 or 3 years in your relationship. Now you don't hardly know how to spell the word love. Huh? You was having a Bible and sipping on some coffee and reading and asking questions. Now you're going in the kitchen and finding a pan and a pot. And you ain't eating and cooking in them, but it's throwing one another. Amen. The pan coming, then the pot coming. Next thing you know, you end up in the ER. Amen. But y'all was like little twin birds following Jesus. But you let the devil get in. You don't give no place to the devil, no room. Let me tell you something. If he get a toe in, he going to come in. Because he going to get a foot after a while. Huh? And then when he get a foot, then he got a step. They can step in. Then if he step in, then he going to look back at the other foot. You want to go too? Yeah. That other foot say, yeah, ain't coming. Then next thing you know, you're walking. You got both feet in there, and the devil is taking off. You don't play with him. You don't play with him. He's no good. All right, who got the next scripture? Matthew, yes. That was Matthew, let's see what it is. Matthew, the 4th chapter, verses 10 and 11. What did that say? All right, now I want to say this. Breaking news. Beep. Important information get ready to take place. Listen carefully. What did he say?
Get thee hence, Satan.
No, start back over.
Okay. Then said Jesus unto him.
Then said Jesus unto him.
Get thee hence, Satan.
This is when Jesus was tempted by the devil. Amen. He was tempted 3 times. First time the Lord said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Yes. Then he came back and the Lord said, told him the same time. Then on the 3rd time, he got mad. Yeah. Said, I'm tired of him now. It's time for him to go. Yeah. Get thee hence, Satan. Get on out of here. Yeah. You ain't welcome. Go. Push him out of here. What did the Lord say? Get thee hence, Satan.
Yes.
For it is written,
thou shalt worship the Lord thy God.
Now thou shalt worship the Lord thy God.
And him only shalt thou serve.
And him only
shalt thou
serve.
Then the devil leaveth him.
Uh-oh, man. But there's something ain't it?
Yeah.
Let me say this. Yeah. Most times the devil don't leave. But I want to rest assure this. The devil will leave, but he's going to come back. Amen. And that's why we got to keep that resisting force going on 24/7. Amen. That's why we got to keep our resisting power against him. Because he might leave for a season. Amen. He may leave for a short time. But he's going to come back. Read. It said, and read it now. What did it say?
Then the devil leaveth him.
And the Bible said, and the devil leaveth him.
And behold, angels came.
And angels came.
And ministered unto him.
And them angels came and ministered to him. If you read on, the devil's still the devil. You can minister to the devil, he's still going to be the devil. Amen. He's still going to do what he do. Amen. But I want to tell you this. Praise God. You got to do just like Jesus. If the devil tempted Jesus, you know he'll tempt little me and you. Amen. But we got to be just as forceful to Satan as Jesus was.
Yes.
You got to be just as persistent.
That's right.
Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
Yes.
Get thee hence. He didn't tell him to get thee behind me. He said get thee hence. Hence me, get on over there out the way. Come on, somebody. Brother preacher,
back down in your state.
Yes, sir.
In your state of South Carolina.
Yeah.
We have a congregation down there. Mm-hmm. In Holly Hills, South Carolina. Mm-hmm.
And one day I was preaching just like I was preaching now. And they got a river down there called the Santee River. Amen. And we used to baptize and still baptize in that Santee River. Okay. Last time me and Danny was down there, we had quite a few to baptize, and I baptized it in the Santee River. So one day I was preaching, and I was preaching about the devil, and I said, we got to run him out of here, and he got to go out of here and go somewhere and be destroyed. I know what we were telling him. We're going to send him to the Santee River and let him get drowned. In. And somebody said, hold on, Brother Jerry. Hold on, Brother Jerry. That's the wrong river. Do you know that's the river we baptized in? We don't need the devil out there while we baptize. So you better find another place to see in him. Amen. So I had to scratch my head and wonder where we're going to send him. I don't know much about South Carolina, but my conclusion was we're going to send him out of here. Amen. He's going out of here. And we'll let the Lord direct his plan. But he got to get out of here. Amen. Praise God. Because we don't want him in that river. Praise God. So we thank the Lord. All right. Now, did we get Matthew? You finished with that one? Okay. Upon conclusion, I want to just to bring out something that can help us with the devil and with how we deal with the devil. A lot of times, we really need to realize where we need to put the blame. All right. This is really, really important here. A lot of times, we put the blame on people. Your friend or somebody you're mad with or somebody you cannot stand, somebody that did you wrong. Amen. Let's quit doing that. Let's put the blame on where it need to be, and that's the devil.
That's right.
Come on, somebody. The devil is behind all evil and all hatred. It is him that set the tone. I would do this. Man, the devil said, go there and slap him. Some people listen to the devil right now and they're 4 feet in the ground. Because the devil told them, go get that 32 or 22 or 99 or something. Go there and blow his brains out.
Blow it out.
Drop him. That's that devil. That's really not your character. That ain't your character. But you listen to the wrong partner. You're supposed to be listening to the Lord and you listen to the devil. And even with church folks. A lot of church folks, just like this church, got empty benches. A lot of empty people. Benches should be full. But people let things get in their minds and their ideas and I ain't gonna come back to church. The Lord ain't telling you that.
No, he didn't.
Hello. You didn't get that information from the Lord.
Yeah.
You know who you got it from?
It's Satan. Satan. And you entertaining those thoughts. A lot of people sometimes get mad with the preacher, get mad with the deacon, get mad. And they, but listen here. That's the man of God.
Yeah.
Don't listen to the devil. He trying to make you leave where you can't get no. How you gonna get to heaven if you don't hear the preacher?
That's right.
Huh? Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
How can you get without a preacher?
Amen.
And how can he preach? Unless he be sick.
Right.
You better look out now.
Yes.
Now one more thing I want to drop on you. I'm going to close my Bible because it's in my heart. I know what I want to say.
Yes.
Quit using useless ammunition.
All right.
Quit using
on your folks that you can't stand. You shoot them all out. You know your energy trying to straighten them out. All your ammunition on that person or this person. And then that's why you be overtaken. Because when those saints start coming, you ain't got no more ammunition.
That's right.
All your ammunition ran out.
That's right.
Amen. So you can't have a Satan.
Then that's why Satan consume and destroy people, because they can't fight, because the ammunition is unused up.
On other people that you should have been praying for, and other people you should have been giving them a helping hand, and other people you should have said, "Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Amen. Love them anyhow. Love cover the blood to the sin. God's gonna work it out. You stand back. The battle is yours. This ain't your battle. Why you fighting in another man's battle? Only thing you need to do is let go and let God.
Yes.
This is how you defeat the devil. The devil's always behind the scene, working in crafty ways, working in being hypocritical, making things happen. Amen. Why are you sleeping? He's already breaking stuff down. You don't even know it until you get up. He said, "Man, look here. I hear my brother-in-law call me right now. Jerry, man, I done got up and this done happened. I had four tires on my RV. Somebody got it on rims. I got up and it's on rims. Jerry, somebody done broke in my school shed. All this stuff." You know where people get all that from?
The devil.
And the devil be done working in while we sleeping and enjoying our rest. He's up there tearing up stuff. He's up there messing stuff up. My wife called me, "Jerry, the washing machine ain't working now. The devil done told her it was working fine." It was working fine. And now we get up, stuff in disarray.
Right.
So watch that man that they call the devil. Satan, the enemy. He's no good. Thank you. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you.